We do a religious program for 2.5 hours on a Sunday, which covers all different religions. And what we'd like is people in London have seen, you know, many members of the Hare Krishna movement on Oxford Street. And if you would explain more about the Hare Krishna movement, how it's been, what you believe, this sort of idea, so that people have a better understanding of the movement. But I'll just set up a tech podcast. Could we just talk for a minute or two so that we could get all this set up if we had to? We're going to India tomorrow, is that correct?
Yes, I'm leaving for it.
And how, you, when did you come into England? Can I ask you first how you pronounce your name?
Which
is very, very difficult, isn't it? Yeah. Now, I understand you're the founder of the Hare Krishna movement.
Yes.
Can you tell me how it came to be founded?
You didn't know that.
That's the name of it.
Yes.
I see, okay. And
what's the point of the country? Why do you have us?
Thank you very much. Can you tell me how the Hare Krishna movement came to be founded?
This is the new thing. These are the very principles.
It's being
recorded
now. It's being recorded technically from them now.
Srila Prabhupada was a student of a great spiritual teacher in India, the Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati.
And according to the most speaking question,
this is just a preliminary question for the discuss mostly what we're talking about. This is like background.
But perhaps if I could interview with you as well. It would be much easier if I could do that one first. You could answer the one that you feel. Well, we can have problems with microphones on for some reason. So which question would you be happy to answer? What would you believe that sort of?
Yeah.
And then that goal. From there.
Yeah.
And then that's all the number of questions. Okay, fine. I'm sorry about that. If I ask you a few questions about what you believe in that, sort of along those lines, and then I'll get some of the background material from some of your other members of the movement. Can you tell me what you believe? What is the philosophy of the Hare Krishna movement?
It is not the person of belief. It is a science. The spiritual movement, just like a man is living And is that, what is the defiance? The defiance is that the spirit soul of the living force is out of the body. Therefore, it is called dead body. So there are two things anyone can notice. One, this body, and other, the living force of the body. So we are speaking of the living force of the body. That is the difference between material and spiritual. As such, in the beginning it is very difficult for ordinary man to understand what is our movement. But our movement begins when one understands that he is soul or something other than this body. Then this movement begins.
And when we understand that?
You can understand at any moment, but it requires little brain. It's like a child is growing or changing the body. The child is becoming a boy, and the boy is becoming a young man. The body is changing, but the child cannot understand that his body is changing. Actually, the body is changing. So the young man's body is also changing. in the old man's body. Therefore the conclusion is that the body is changing and the occupier of the body, it is the same. So of this logic, the occupier being the same and the body is changing, it is to be concluded that when this body is changed, we get another body. This is called transmigration of the soul.
So, when people die, is it just the physical body that dies?
Yes. That is explained very elaborately. Just the Bhagavad Gita. Na jayate na mriyate va kadachit. Na hannate hannavane sarire.
Are you there referring to references?
Yes, there are many references. It is a series of education. What is it?
Na jayate bhiyate va kadachin nayam bhutva bhavita va na bhuya ajo nityakshatrasoyam purano na hanyate hanyamane sharire. For the soul, there is never birth nor death, nor, having once been, does he ever cease to be. He is unborn, eternal, ever-existing, undying, and primeval. He is not slain when the body is slain.
Thank you very much for that. So, can you explain to me just a bit more? If the soul is undying, does everybody's soul go to be with God when they die? Do you have a belief in a heaven or a hell?
Not necessarily. If he is qualified, if he qualifies himself in this life to go back home, back to Godhead, then he can go. If he does not qualify himself, then he gets another material body. And there are 8,400,000 different forms of body. And according to his desire, and karma, activities, the nature, laws and nature gives him a body. It's like a man infects some disease and he develops that disease. Is it difficult to understand?
It's very difficult to understand all of this.
Somebody has infected a smallpox disease.
Yes.
After 10 days, it develops. what is that called, the period?
Incubation, is that the word?
Another technical, yes. That it's after some time, the disease comes. Then the technical name. Anyway, so you cannot avoid. If you have infected some disease, it will develop by nature's law. It is not possible to avoid it. Similarly, during our this life, we are in association with different modes of material nature, and that will decide what kind of body we are going to get this life. That is under, strictly under the laws of nature. Everything is under the laws of nature. You have no control over it. Your complaint is dependent. But people, on account of dull brain, they think that they are free. They are not free. They are imagining they are free. That's completely under the laws of nature. So, this next birth will be decided according to my activities, this life, sinful or past. Right.
Yes. I think perhaps we'll go back over that just for a minute. You said nobody is free.
Yes.
But are you saying that if we live a good life, we in some way determine our future as well?
Yes.
So we are free to choose insofar as what we believe is important. I mean, religion is important because if we believe in God and live a good life...
There is no question of belief. It's not being this person. Belief. It is law. Just like there is government. You believe or not believe, who cares for it? There is God. Similarly, you believe or not believe, there is God. If you don't believe in God and do independently whatever you like, then you will be punishable.
I see.
Yes.
Does it matter what religion you believe? Does it matter which religion you believe? Would it matter if one was a devotee of Hare Krishna?
Which, it is not the question of which religion. It is the question of science. So what is your position? You are a spiritual being. You are under the laws of nature. So you may believe, just like you may believe in Christian religion, I may believe in Hindu religion. But it does not matter that a Christian child is not going to become a boy. We are talking on the science that the child becomes a boy. This is natural. It is not that because you are Christian, you are becoming a boy. Or because I am Hindu, I am becoming a boy. Everyone becomes a boy. So similarly, the laws of nature is applicable to everyone. You believe this religion or that religion, it doesn't matter.
So you're saying there's only one God?
Yes.
Provided you believe in that one God?
Yes. One God's law, nature's law. And we are all under that nature's law, under the control of the Supreme. So if we think that we are free, we can do independently, then we are foolishness.
I see. Can you explain to me then what difference it makes being a member of the Hare Krishna movement?
Hare Krishna movement means one who is serious to understand these signs. He is a member of the Hare Krishna movement. There is no question of he belongs to some group, he belongs to some group. Anyone, student, just like in a college, students can be admitted. He may be a Christian, he may be Hindu, he may be Muslim, it doesn't matter. It is a science to understand.
And what difference will it make to him having being taught what the
this is the beginning of education, that you are a spirit soul. Because you are a spirit soul, you are changing body. This is the understanding, beginning any city. So, when the body is finished, annihilated, you are not finished. You get another. Just as you have got this coat and shirt, it will be changed tomorrow. You come to me with another shirt, another coat. that means you are not finished. Then this science has to be understood. Then one can make progress about the Hare Krishna movement.
I'm beginning to understand. What I'm finding difficult is, for instance, we see our observatory with a lot of people who are handing out Hare Krishna literature.
Yes.
Now,
this is the detail, out of our mindset, throughout the spiritual life.
And you're really not concerned whether or not they join the Hare Krishna movement?
It doesn't matter. One must be, our mission is to educate. People are ignorant. They are living in false paradise. That this thing is his body. Yes. Now when the body is finished, everything is finished. That's true, isn't it?
And you're basically just concerned to tell them that there's a spiritual dimension to life.
Yes.
And if they then were to find that spiritual dimension in something like the Anglican Church, that would not worry you.
I do not know what is that.
The English Church. Sorry, the English Church.
We are concerned with the education of the Pananda. That you are not this body. The body is your power. Start and forth. Within the body, you are living. And as you are, spirit soul, you have got so many things to know.
Yes. Oh, sorry, could I just change the tape here first? Thanks. Perhaps if we can pick up where we were, if we could just carry on. Perhaps if I can carry on from where I was, but what I'm trying to understand is the difference it makes about
you
being
a man. I understand this, that the idea of experience of change of body. Have you got that now?
Yes, I've got the difference there.
Similarly, the so-called death is also change of body. This has to be understood first.
Yes, I think I've got that far now. If we could go on from there. When then you said that it therefore made a difference in the life after death, how you lived.
Yes.
But there were natural laws that determined that.
Yes. The prophecy that the spirit soul is invisible in our material life. Very small. So, after the destruction of this last body, the Janana body, subtle body, mind, intelligence, and ego, at the time of death, when finishing this body, mind works. So, according to that process, the mind carries the small spirit soul to another body. Just like the air carries the flavor. Nobody can see what from this rose flavor is coming. But it is being carried with the air. Very subtle. You cannot see what it is being done. Similarly, the soul is very subtle. It is being carried by the mind. According to the mind, he enters into the womb of another mother through the semina of the father. And then he develops a particular type of body given by the mother. It may be human being, may be cat, dog, or anything.
So we will come back in another body?
Yes. Then, that's when the body is developed, it comes out. And it is what we need.
Are you saying that we were perhaps about something else before we were born as well?
Yes.
And we keep coming back in something else next time?
Oh, yes.
And how long does
this go on? This is going on, because you are eternal. According to your work, you are simply changing body. Therefore, you should be educated how to stop this business, how to remain in our original spiritual body. And that is Krishna consciousness.
Oh, I see. So if I gain Krishna consciousness, I wouldn't have to have the threat of coming back as a dog or something like that?
No.
Can you tell
us?
जन्म कर्म च मे दिव्यम् एवं जो वेति तत्र सः स Chakra deham puna dhamma naikima me trisorjuna. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna.
God said like that, for anyone who understands me, because one cannot understand God with material speculation, that is not one. When he comes under the spiritual platform, then he gets the required brain to understand what is God. And if he understands God, what he is, then he does not get any more of this material body. He goes mad to it.
And then he is with
God. He is eternal. No more change them.
I see. Now, we've had two readings from your scriptures. Where do these scriptures come from? Can you explain that briefly?
It is coming from Vedic literature, which is eternal. That is also eternal. But when there is creation, this creation, material creation, anything, material creation, just like this microphone, is a material creation. So how to deal with it? There is some literature. Is it not?
Sorry, how to deal with the microphone?
Yes, there is some literature.
There's some literature, right?
Yeah, that's right, yes.
Yes, that literature comes along with the creation of the microphone.
That's right, yes.
Yes. So similarly, the basic literature comes about immediately with the creation.
So these scriptures have been in existence since we have, is what you're saying?
Yes.
What about other scriptures? Other religions have got their scriptures.
Any
do you believe?
They say, example, the literature issued along with the manufacturer, this microphone is one of us.
Mm.
So if anyone follows that bona fide literature, he can deal with it. Other is a bogus.
I see. Well, if we could say it's something which I believe you feel very strongly about, and that's some of the other Eastern cults and the gurus.
So that I cannot study.
Yes. Can you explain to me why it is that...
Is it... Oh, what I know, they do not know anything. They simply come and bluff and cheat, that's all.
I see. One of the big differences that you seem to...
The difference is they are not following the original literature.
I see.
They are manufacturing their own literature. That is
the difference. Mm. I mean, one of the problems with nursing is that you're stripping very much science and rational thinking.
Yes.
And they very often stress feeling, which doesn't seem to...
When there is something wrong, you just confront the original literature. Not any research that is issued by a bogus man.
Can you explain to me then the place of feeling in your religion? The place
feeling
of emotion?
Our feeling is that we are dealing with the genuine.
And tell me if we can go on from that. Everybody seems to chant Hare Krishna
a
lot of times during the day.
Yes, the process to become purified, especially given in this age, because people are so dull that they cannot understand spiritual understanding very easily. So, in order to purify him, this chanting is specially offered that if he chants Hare Krishna, then his brain becomes purified to understand spiritual things.
You said it's the simplest one. Are there presumably other chantings that maybe you yourself use?
I don't think there's any other chanting.
I see.
This is the only chanting. Where is the other chanting?
No, I was asking you.
You can manufacture something when you're doing your
own. I see. Yes. Let's see what else. You founded the movement, I believe, was it 10 years ago, is that?
Yeah.
That's correct. Why was it that you left it so till you were so late in life before you founded it?
I must be prepared, I must be qualified to preach.
And how did you become qualified?
Yeah.
How did you become qualified then?
That is a spiritual process.
And so you presumably had your teachers just as we now are teaching many
of these. One is going to pass an examination, he must be qualified. Not that all of his logical things. He must be qualified.
And so what are you doing now? You've come to England for a brief stay. I've done you travel a lot.
Yes, to die my disciples. To see how they are doing things yourself.
And you do that all travel around the world, don't you?
Yes. But now I'm getting old, so it is a little difficult for me. Still I have to go and come and see.
And that is your mission in life, is it, too?
Yes. As family state, I want to see that it is not spoiled.
See? Can you tell me how you feel led? You know, how you are guided to do what you do?
Well, I read the books. That's why I told you. Diligence.
So it's from the scriptures that you
yes.
learn that you've got
yes.
to do this.
Oh, well, you could. Well explained in English. Guide is not mine, but the guide is from the beginning. Simply one has to take that guide and it is his order. And if he manufactures guidance, then it's fine. That's why in the literature, on this microphone, he says that this should be like this, this should be like this. Number two should be the side of number four. He cannot make any change. That is important.
Now, we've talked for some time concerning the spiritual method and the philosophy of Hare Krishna. How does this affect the way people live?
Yes, because he suffers it. For want of this knowledge, he is misunderstanding himself, that he is the body. Suppose if you misunderstand that you are poor and sad, and she is so, and what the poor and sad, will you be happy?
Will you be happy? No, I won't.
So simply all these rascals, they simply was in the court and sad. They have no information that what is there within the court and sad. They have no information. Ask anybody. All rascals is that, yes, I am in this life. I am this court. So, I am thinking, right, my English life. That is hard. But what he was, he cannot see. You are thinking, that is your mind. You are having this body, that is your body. But what you are, who is thinking about this? Nobody.
So, by understanding the truth.
Misunderstand. The whole civilization, the modern civilization, misunderstand. The Atma-bodhi, then they catch that loss. Suppose if you become very proud and is quite yourself. And the dog but how? Wow, quite yourself. What is the difference? What is the difference? He's thinking I'm God, you are thinking English man, I'm thinking India. There's no difference. So if you keep people in darkness of God's mentality and declare your advancing civilization. Most is that.
And so when people are taught, they will then understand. But what I would also like to know is, how will it affect the way they live? In sort of purely the way they go about their life?
They are living, they buy the living. It is not very good. They are not dying.
Yes, I accept that completely, but I want to know what differences, if you could tell me basically what differences it makes to their life.
If you accept this mode of life, it is very simplified. And no bothersome, and it makes your spiritual progress very easy. If you take otherwise, then it is difficult.
But are you asking people, if they accept your teachings, to retreat from the world, like, for instance, the people who are surrounding us?
No, they are not retreating. What do you mean, why is it sick? I'm using this microphone. Why is it sick?
Sorry, maybe retreat was the wrong word, but are you asking them, for instance, if I was to become a member?
No, we are asking that use this microphone for spreading Krishna consciousness, not for self-gratification.
Not for?
Self-gratification.
Oh, thank you.
That is the micro quality self. The quality self can sweep our nonsense. And so far, scientists, let's sweep our nonsense and going to the Mars planet. But we don't drop our nonsense.
Yes, sir. Could you just put one more tape on it? Look, if I can explain to you the question I'm trying to ask, which I'm finding difficult obviously to explain. Obviously, the members of the movement who are here have made a definite sort of decision that you decided, they decided, for instance, to dress differently, and they're dressing now in what would appear to be an Indian style. Is it necessary to do that, or could I carry on being a member of a radio station and still be a member of the Hare Krishna movement?
That would be one. That would be very nice.
I gather that the Hare Krishna movement also has some concern for areas of the world where there's suffering.
We have not the only concern. Others, they are simply avoid. They have no responsibility. They are talking of nonsense.
Yes, but you have a part.
We have a real responsibility. These people are being misguided, they are kept in darkness. Let us try to live this whole life.
Yes, but apart from giving spiritual enlightenment, are you also concerned for people's physical well-being?
That is automatically.
And how would you go about doing that? Would you help?
That's right. If you have got a car to drive on, so naturally you take care of the car also. But not that you identify yourself as this car. That is nonsense. So they're doing that. They're taking too much care of the car. Thinking that the car is one. He forgets that he is different from the car, he has a different business. He cannot easily get road and be satisfied. He has a different business. But these rascals are thinking that petrol is also mine. And that he is drinking petrol and die.
Similar
petrol is meant for the car. And for you, there is somebody. Fruit, flowers, things. But if a man says that I am the car, I must drink this petrol, that is good.
There's two things that I could perhaps just bring up. One is a quote that we have, I've given this literature to some of your people before I came, in which one of the things you say is that religion without a rational basis is just sentiments. Can you explain that to us, and the converse of it, which...
That's like the most religions, they say, we believe. What is it believe? You may believe something which is not necessarily correct. That's like some of the Christian people, they say, we believe there is no soul of the heaven. That is not correct. You may believe because you want to eat the animals. You have discovered the philosophy, but that's not the fact.
How do you know this, the animal?
You can know also. What is the difference? How do you distinguish that the animal has no soul and the man has soul? How do you distinguish? How do you say the man has soul and the animal has no soul? How do you distinguish?
I believe this Christian religion goes.
Again, you don't believe. Why do you say that the animal has no soul? But you believe, or you know, that man has soul. So what is the distinction between the man and the animal is fine, so that you say that the animal has no soul. What is your scientific conclusion? How do you say that animal has no soul?
As far as the Christian faith is concerned...
Why are you bringing Christian?
Well, I thought you quoted Christianity. But as far as the Christian faith is concerned, don't they quote...
Then it is misleading. As soon as you say doing Krishna in Delhi, then it is missing. It is not scientific.
Well, how does it become scientific?
Scientific because the animal eats, you eat.
Mm.
The animal sleeps, you sleep.
Mm.
The animal has sex, you have sex. The animal also defends, you also defend. Then why is the difference between you and the animal? Why do you say there is no soul?
I can see that completely, but while I'm maybe querying this, for instance, the Christian scriptures would say that...
Don't make Christian now. Simply, just try to understand that animal eats, you eat.
Mm.
And the animal sleeps, you sleep. The animal has sex, you have welfare. He also defends, by his attack, you also defend. Then, in the behavior of a living being, it's the same. How do you say that the animal has no soul? Why do you say like that? He responds to me.
Mm, I see what you're getting at. But is that also...
What is your answer, first of all?
Well, my...
Apart from your believing your sister as a prophet, as a scientist, how do you deny this animal has no soul?
But ultimately, you're basing all your faith there, surely, on your reason.
No, no. It is quite... Well, as you on logic, that the animal can eat, you can eat. The animal can sleep, you can sleep. The animal can have sex, you can have sex. The animal can defend, you can defend. So why do you deny this poor animal soul?
Well, perhaps if I put my point perhaps a slightly different way. If you, by your reasoning, if this is a hypothetical situation, but if you, by your reasoning, could imagine something that seemed contrary to the scriptures that you were reading earlier.
Against it, I will be insisting.
Well, I'm referring to your scripture,
not my scripture. It is common sense, prophet.
Yes, but everything that you...
No, forget that everything. Come to the common platform to understand. The animal is eating, you are eating. The animal is sleeping, you are sleeping. The animal is defending, you are defending. The animal is having sex, you have sex. The animals have children, they have not children. If you have got a living plant, they have not a living plant. So why do you say, if your body is plant, there is blood. If the animal's body is plant, there is blood. So, all the similarities are there. So why you deny one similarity?
Okay, well, let's take
an analogy. Analogy means one similarity.
Yes.
So, this is logic. You have read logic?
Yes.
There is a chapter, analogy. Analogy means points of similarity. If the points of similarity are so many things, why one similarity should be avoided? That is not logic. That is not science.
But if you take that logic and use it the other way...
Otherwise, there is no other way.
No, if you say...
If you are not on the basis of logic, then you are not rational.
Yes, okay. But let's start from another hypothesis. If you say the animal has no soul, then...
How can you say?
No, come on. If you started off by saying that, then you'd have to say human beings would have no soul, wouldn't you?
Yes.
And therefore...
If you accept human beings have soul, you have to accept animal has soul. If you accept animal has no soul, then you have no soul.
Well, what proof have you got then that a human being has got a soul?
But that is your business. You say everyone has soul. The animal has soul and the man has soul.
But if you're going to be rational, you've got surely
this
the
is
proof. If you've got the proof that a
all
the human being has soul.
Analogy. Therefore, the human being has soul and the animal has soul. By one such similarity.
If I can see the point you're trying to make about similarity, but what I'm asking is, what proof do you have that a human being has a soul?
So that is already begun. As soon as the soul is born, what is left of your beautiful body? Who cares for this body? The soul is coming. Pick it up. And now, if I touch your hair, there will be fight. That is the distinction. The soul is there, and soul is not there. As soon as the soul is not there, it is not. Useless.
I see. But, so what part then...
Therefore you have to study that the But the Satsangan Mahārāja people are so dull-headed, they are not taking the important point, that this body 1 minute ago, it was so important, huh? And now it has no end. If you keep on this face, nobody will say. But they have no brain to understand what is that thing, you see, that it has become so unimportant to me within a minute.
Mm.
They have no brain. They say, all scientists, philosophers, all dull-headed. Very abominable condition of society. There is no man with real brain.
Are you sort of writing off all scientists because they fail to understand the spiritual dimension in life?
Yes. It is a scientific everything kind of.
But you were
his knowledge, full knowledge.
But you were a chemist yourself, were you not, in secular life before you?
So you can't say that was a very big chemist. Any common sense might take the. Of course, I was chemist in my previous life.
So presumably you think that science is also important, even if scientists are being dull-headed?
Important so far. Not all important. Not all important.
Can I come back to a question that is interesting, and that is, when we were differing a few minutes ago, you were saying don't bother, you know, don't bring the scriptures in, use common sense. But what part do the scriptures have in your religion? How important are they?
Our religion is science. As we speak, that a boy, a child grows, a boy, it is science, it is not religion.
Mm.
Every child grows to become a boy. What is the question of religion? Every man dies, what is the question of religion? And when a man dies, the body is useless. What is the question of religion?
But it is science.
It is science. Either you Christian or Hindu or Muslim, when you die, your body is useless. This is science.
But religion must
you cannot show it somewhere. That we are Christian. Now the body is dead. Now, if we don't consider it as dead. We believe it is not dead. No, it is dead. Either you are Christian or Hindu or Muslim, it is there, it is religious. So, when we speak on this basis, that the body is important. It doesn't matter whether it's Christian body or Hindu body or Muslim. So long the soul is there. When the soul is not there, it is religious. It is applicable to everyone.
I think I'm beginning to explain. I get confused. What I'd like you to explain is...
We are trying to educate people on this basis.
But that's a... If I understand you correctly, you seem to be educating people on a purely scientific basis.
Yes.
So where does religion come in at all?
Religion means also science. But they have taken religion as faith. I believe. Religion means, actually, religion means, just like the dictionary you find. What is the religion of
obeying the Supreme Person.
Yes. Religion means to learn how to obey the Supreme Control. That is it. So you may be Christian or may be Hindu, doesn't matter. But we must accept that the Supreme Control.
So you seem to run out. Are you happy to carry on for a few more minutes?
Yes. I have that reference.
Huh?
That
yes.
In the dictionary. It says, human recognition of superhuman controlling power.
That's it.
And especially the personal God, entitled to obedience and effective such recognition
this
of
is
mental action and attitude.
This is religion. So, this religion is applicable to everyone, any human being. Why do you bring Christian or Hindu or Muslim? Everyone has to accept that. That is their religion. And this is not religion. We believe there is no soul of the animal. That is not religion. And that is more translating. That is not religion. Religion means scientific understanding of the Supreme Control. So now if we accept the Supreme Controller, that if you violate something, what happens? Immediately address it. As soon as you accept the Supreme Controller, so immediately as you violate the laws of the Supreme Controller, immediately you are punished. That is the sense.
Can you say a bit more of that just for the sake? You were saying that religion is obeying the Supreme Controller.
Yes, religion means to understand the Supreme Controller and obey. That's all. Just a good citizen means he understands the government and obeys the law. Good citizen. What is the difference between bad citizen and good citizen? The bad citizen means he doesn't care for the law. I don't care. That is bad citizen. That is irreligious. If you are bad citizen, then you are irreligious. If you are good citizen, then you are irreligious.
Would you, in your opinion, is it impossible for somebody to be a scientist and not to believe in God?
Unless he is an ascetic, he cannot say that. Scientifically, you have to accept God. You cannot deny God. Just like the example I have given sometimes, just like you see, there are so many living entities. Beginning from glass, or anything. The solid element is coming out of the material elements. Some of them are coming from water, from land, some of them coming from air. So, the material nature is giving birth to so many beings. So the material nature is a man. And all these living entities are still there. So where is the Father?
I don't know. The Father is God.
That's you must know. That must be Father.
Hmm.
I may know, not know Him. But without Father, the children cannot be. Prophet existence. This is Father.
I see.
That's how I try to understand. The Mother is there. The children are there. So there must be Father. This is scientific. So, who is the respected scientist who can say, no, there is no Father?
So, you...
He's not a scientist, he's a doctor. How can you deny the existence of Father? You may not see him, I may say, it doesn't matter. That's not too far.
So, would you completely write off anybody who says that there should be a step of faith? And would you, in other words...
No faith, it is fact.
So you would say that science can prove that God exists?
Yes, it can prove. Yes, it can prove that there is children. There are children, there is mother. So there must be Father. This is true. It doesn't depend, but true.
Awesome. Can you tell me what you believe to be the meaning of life? Why do we exist in the first place?
Meaning of life is true. Enjoy. But we are in a different platform of life that for your suffering, it is not enjoy. But if you come to the real platform, then you enjoy. Because here we see struggle for existence, everyone is struggling. Why? What is the aim? What is the argument of life? So therefore life means enjoy. But at the present moment, our life is not enjoyment.
At the present moment, our life is
not? Our life is not enjoyment, suffering.
Suffering?
Yeah.
Mm.
We admit or not?
You're saying that at the present moment we are all suffering?
Yes.
Yes, I agree with that.
Yes. Yeah. Then the potential should be that I want to enjoy why I'm suffering.
Mm.
Then you have to mold your real life. Then you enjoy. And that is
Jesus. Can you explain to me then, perhaps finally, just some of the stages you go through in the spiritual life? sort of from somebody being a new devotee to Hare Krishna, what are the mental or the spiritual stages you go through?
As they follow the principles, they realize that yes, I'm advanced. Otherwise, how they should stay? They are also educated, they are young men, and they are coming from respectable families, they are not dull-headed dogs. So, why? They are sticking to this principle unless the key, yes, I'm taking from.
And what's
the right? You are hungry, and you have eaten some food stuff, you eat. This, which every mouth can afford, you feel, yes, my hunger is satisfied, I'm feeling strength, I must go out, drink, fully satisfied. It is like that. It doesn't require certificate from others. Feel free yourself. Yes.
Yes, what I'm asking you is saying, maybe if you could explain to me how you personally.
This will follow this method. Anyway. And if anyone follows, he advanced person.
Mm.
Our teacher, my business is to give the direction. So if you follow the direction, then business is successful.
Yes, but perhaps you could explain to me the different feelings that you've gone through in your life. Is that possible?
Everyone, everyone. So now one is in ignorance, there are different feelings. When one is in knowledge, and that is permanent. Suppose a man was in ignorance, he was committing a theft, and he suffered. And now when he has come to knowledge, that this business is not good, he does not anymore stay, and does not suffer. That's all.
But there must be different stages that you go through, is that
yes,
correct?
Yes, different stages.
Can you tell me, from your own experience, yes, some of these different stages?
One thing is that you have inquisitively trying to understand. This is the first stage. This is called Shuddha, that you have got some faith. So, what is this movement, let me say. So this is the beginning. Then, if you are serious, then those who are cultivating this knowledge, you mix with them. Try to understand how they are feeling. Then you will feel, why not become one of them? When you become one of them, then all your misgivings go out. But then you become more faithful. And you, then you get a test. Why these boys are not going to see this enough? They can go, other boys are going. They never ask him. Neither they like to see him. They hate. Their test is different. Why they do not eat yet? Go to the restaurant. The test has changed. In this way you make progress. Pante, taste is changed, then God the realization, then love of God. The purpose.
That's fine.
That is one. Love of God. That is first class of it. Not that ritualistic ceremony, I believe, disbelief. That is not. That is cheating. Really, when you develop your love for God, that is perfection.
Perhaps finally then I could ask you, do you ever have any doubts?
If there are doubts, I am teaching. Then it's I'm cheating. And now I'm writing some books. You think a man with doubt can produce a doubtful condition, he can produce some books. Do you think like that?
Well, I don't know, I'm just...
But you should know.
So you never doubt any of this, anything at all?
Yes, sure.
But you've done the truth.
Prasad, Hajjad, Vishya, And I'll be God.
Uttaha-nishtaha-dharyat-tat-tat-kama-pavattanat Sangha-chagat-tato-vate Sadhir-bhakti-prasidati. There are six principles favorable to the execution of pure devotional service. 1. Being enthusiastic. 2. Endeavoring with confidence. 3. Being patient. 4. Acting according to regulative principles, such as Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, hearing, chanting, and remembering Krishna. 5. Abandoning the association of non-devotees. And 6. Following in the footsteps of the previous acharyas. These six principles undoubtedly assure the complete success of pure devotional service.
That is easy.
And you're sure that this is the truth?
Yeah.
Thank you very much for talking to me. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Yeah. Okay. This is the textbook house.
It's lovely. I've got to raise it with a spoon or something. How is it?
You can't get a spoon.
It's for real. Thank you very much.
There's no rule for taking pictures.
What's it made of?
This is called Halva. Heavy mass and farina and beet cooked.
Cremated butter.
Most of our products are made from milk products. Therefore, we are so fond of our products. This is the basic principle of Arakamal Kusa. And these people, they do not know. They simply cut the throat of the cow and boil it and the salt. They do not know how to keep the cow and take milk from it and prepare hundreds of cow with some nice things. And it's lack of civilities. Just like all the aborigines. You find an animal, kill it, and they do not know how to utilize it. Most cowardly. We keep cows, we take milk, and from milk we make jubak, we make ghee, and from ghee we prepare so many things.
What do you do with a cow when it dies? Do you just burn it?
Yes. If the cow eaters can come and take it, free yourself.
Well, let me know, yeah?
You can get the skin free of charge. In India, still, there is a flower. There, when the cow dies, they fall, they come, come out. So he comes, they come, they are the dead animal. And they eat the flesh, and take the skin, make shoes. They get all, everything free. There's no question of going to the butcher's place to purchase. So this much patience they have. Yeah, we want to eat this cow, all right, let us wait till her death. No, immediately.
Mm.
Yes, what is this? Her cow is giving milk. She's mother. Killing the mother. Do you think it's civilization? Mother has given you milk in your childhood and made children life, and because she is old, cut. Is that good civilization?
It's good, isn't it? I think you're keeping cows here.
Yeah. We have many farms all over the world. They are really very happy. Have you got something to say?
The cows?
No, our farm.
Our
farm. We've been very simple, right? In your country. If I live to say America, you know. Very simple, right? Cook bread. That means you can prepare hundreds of miles in my full of vitamins. This is us. And they do not know how to live civilized life.
Did you find the English weather cold?
Huh?
Did you find the English weather cold?
Because I'm old man. I'm not a young blood. Like you.
And you think it's more because of your age and... I mean, you've got used to a sort of colder climate in India, have you?
Oh yeah, I've accustomed to tropical climate. Or nation. Heat does not disturb. The cold disturb. We can tolerate extreme heat, 20 degrees, 130. But we cannot tolerate 50 degrees.
It's cold. It's cold.
Yeah.
That was very good. Thank you very much.
Me, that why young men are attractive?
Thank you.
Very quest.
Why?
Why young men are attractive in this world?
What is the answer?
Huh?
What is the answer?
Very touchy. Young man is brainless. They're not sophisticated. Therefore, very simple, very nice.
Mind is more open.
Huh?
Mind is more open.
That is it. But they're not so simple. Because they're young.
Not quite so defeated by material nature.
That is kind.
This is my question about farms. What about eating farms?
So we have a whole film that shows his family the project. It's very nice.
This is the
film? Yeah,
I'm beginning to see a film.
Yeah, every Sunday. Get out this posada.
I'd very much like if I could sometime in the future perhaps to come and interview some of the people who are here. Because that would be nice.
He's the president. He's the Bhattamara.
Yeah, that would be possible sometime to spend a day up here and talk to some.
You can leave here comfortably. Yes.
Yeah, but you'd like to spend the whole day with us, you could stay overnight with the guests and very comfortable.
Yes, and your friend is John Harrison. He's stayed with us for all day.
Yes.
Sorry.
John,
yes, I know. I'd love to actually have met the two of you together, which would be very nice.
Because your friend has the interest that the whole day.
Maybe
we'll have a nice article
about
the
taking his brain
also. Yeah,
give us
this house.
Yes. It's a lovely house, isn't it?
Yeah, wonderful.
How do you find it in winter? Do you find it difficult coping then, or is it?
Well, I'm I think it's over 75, then you become frustrated with the heat.
Which state are you from?
Well, from California, isn't
it?
I find it quite true, you're a young man. The try to study our geography, and your brother is trying to do some good to the people. That is your duty.
Well, certainly, we try and present both other people's views and, you know, what...
Don't say it as a sectarian leader system. It is very scientific and very spiritual life.
That beware of the undefeatable reasoning and logic of the Hare Krishnas who will steal away your children. Because we argue so nicely, because Srila Prabhupada has trained us up very perfectly, because he also is the perfect teacher of this therefore the students can learn that way. So when we argue, people become afraid because it makes so much sense.
Well, what is my kingdom with my heart? The young man can understand philosophy. What I can do, kingdom? I have no money, I have no strength.
Is it just purely for charity? That's just not true.
Purely non-profit.
Which must make it difficult sometimes.
No, it's better than it's love, so it is not at all difficult.
So it requires a payment. And the payment is the fulfillment that they're experiencing.
But how about electricity going to people like that?
Oh,
yeah. I mean, what is the money?
Krishna gives us the money.
Yeah. Yeah. We have no cash money. We are selling our books daily $50,000. What? So we have a sufficient to maintain all this. Besides that, when you require a nice house for somebody, that's why God has given us. Similarly, you have got many houses. One boy, his name is Alfred Ford, he is the great grandson of Mr. Ford, and he has given us two, three, nice, very nice properties.
Yes.
So, the money, there is no scarcity, and Krishna is everywhere. If Krishna is a human being, and that is happening, actually. Within 10 years, nobody can expect to construct a house like this in a city like London. Is it possible? I mean, this is a very big businessman. Not only one, there are so many. It is not Krishna, but
is this worth it, based on this?
Yeah.
It's very nice. He show you the...
You can see. Yes, what?
You can see the same.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you.
I think he was quite intelligent. He was asking good questions because he was following the conversation. He was better than most of the interviews. You're very expert. You capture them.
Yeah.
And then you guide what they're going to say. It's perfect.
I was noticing that when you finish speaking to somebody, although he's bewildered, all of a sudden he understands and he becomes amazed. I mean, that happens with me also. It's just the most fantastic technique. You're so patient.
Like that man from the Associated Press, you forced him to stay on those two analogies until he understood. For 10 minutes you explained that, the car and the driver, until it finally got through to him. Then when he finally had some realization of it, and you again give him another analogy about breaking the bricks in the prison. And again, you forced him to stay on the same subject matter. And you're doing it in such a way that they think that they're asking very good questions from their own intelligence. Actually, you've already captured them.
It's like taming wild animals. A perfect animal training.
He says that breaking the bricks is the business. I say, the sooner you give up it, then you are happy. Because he's one, breaking the bricks. That's it, this is simply said. Brick, more brick, bring more bricks and make it. Very simply said.
And then when we tell them that this is not your business, they ask us, why aren't you breaking
the bricks? You are punished. You are being punished. Actually, I saw a big building, they're breaking here. And I was like, you are business. But it is a bliss, that's all. They say this is very good. Once all staff are ready, that's time. Children, they're better. Sad. House, they're breaking again.
Mm-hmm.
A purpose.
There's nothing else to do for them.
Yes, nothing to do yet. Nothing, there is no soul. Why no soul? How foolish it is. We believe, you know, we believe something nonsense, it has to accept. Where is the difference of analogy?
They have to give up.
Analogy is most important of similarity and the act of this purpose. That is it. Logical function. Everything is there, similar. Why is he denying others? How does that happen? Come on.
He was a little bit confused, because first of all, he quoted Shastra, said everything was from Shastra. Then again, you said, forget the Shastra, this is nonsense. He couldn't figure out how they both came into play. And then at the end you said that religion is logic.
Yes, then he just accepted the system of religion. Then, as soon as you have that, you are punished.
Good balance. It's because they're so conditioned by this man-made religion. They think the scripture that they read is something that's made up.
The devil that came.
Yeah. It's a belief, that is.
Whatever that's within them, they make. But he cannot control over the supreme person. They have no brain. And they wait on family or religion. All these, therefore, they're all cheating. If you believe in the Supreme Controller, how you can change him differently? The law of the Supreme Controller.
If you actually know God, then
that means he fixes us. We don't believe in God.
We have to get you on every radio in the world, Father. Huh? We just have to put you on the radio everywhere. Oh, it's so everything you say is so wonderful. It's just we have to put you on the radio. These people have no idea.
I say all these things because I always think of it.
Yes.
I always think.
If you don't forget Krishna, then
yeah, you always think how to drop with this demonic people.
This is the most difficult welfare work.
They don't want it.
Not difficult, it's easiest. But this last thing is not the easiest.
That's a difficult thing.
Amazing. Accept the Supreme Controller, everything is clear. Accept the Father, everything is clear. There is Mother, there is Children, no one. How would I spend that? How does that mean? No experience, there is still there is persons, no one. There is only the Father, and what is not says if you do not see the Father, that means that there is no Father. Father must be there. You may not have seen that in the world. and you can see the Father, because the Father is maintaining the family order. Yes, it is, Father. From the simple analogy, it's like Father gives money to the hand of the Father, and she maintains the children of God. Similarly, whatever comfort you are getting from the nation, give yourself. That's why nature is not supplying water. We all have this water. Let us have water. We cannot take it. Father power.
Yes, the, we have some grapes. So I guess it's a particular
power. What other?
Pears, apples, bananas, watermelon.
Banana is good.
Yes.
Apples.
Pears, also?
Yeah.
I saw the grapes, but they're not the same as this.
They are all in the hospital. They are giving medicine to the fat and poor. And why is the man prison? What is the sign for fat and poor? Don't do what? They do not know that the man who is in the certain court requires different treatment, different things, not different necessities, different life. He basically wants the certain court, doesn't need the man is happy. That's the common sense. Yes, we are supplying petrol to the cup, master. That's why, to give food to the guy while he's dying. That's all he's there. That's all. This is it. We are supplying petrol. That's all. To the guy while he's drinking petrol. There are no laws. He's got a free cell phone. Disaster in the world. The petrol is sufficient, both for the car and the driver. This is it.
They are always maddened by rusty desire.
So long for us up to the people. Very, very quick to civilization. Keeping the whole human society in darkness. By material adjustment, that's why I think it's very difficult. There are two different things, matter and spirit. The spirit requires spiritual food. Keep in the right place. Keep higher. Thinking that it is another real system. That system is it. There's no fool. They're giving up one system and coming to another system. I didn't come to talk.
No.
There's no system.
No.
And what advantage I do it?
In fact, quite a disadvantage.